more than one road to every destination. There's more than one path to any place you go. In the clearest way for me might be the wrong road for you. Different paths that you get to choose. 'Cause there's more than one road. More than one road. There's more than one road to get you where you're. All unique expressions of the ever-present spirit. It's in all that we are, and in every voice we hear it. There is only one life, but how you live, that's your decision. Carried along, where you can choose to have a vision. 'Cause there's more than one road. More than one road. There's more than one road to get you where you're going. And it isn't how you get there that's the measure of your worth. 'Cause there are as many paths to God as there are people on this earth. 'Cause there's more than one road. More than one road. There's more. Get you where you're going. There's more than one road. More than one road. There's more than one road to get you where you're going. Get you where.
Inspiration for your song More Than One Road?
I heard a speaker talking, and she said, you know, there is many paths in life. There are many paths to God as there are people on the earth. And that inspired me. Then that's one of the lines of the song. I just like that idea, because especially in this was a spiritual center, and especially in spiritual centers or any organized religion, we believe that our way is the right way. And in this particular instance, that wasn't the lesson. It was, you know what, every path is the right path. If you're on it, then you're going the right direction. And I really like that we're all heading to the same place. We're all heading to whatever happens after our death. And there's no wrong way to get there.
You've recently performed on CTV's new series, The Launch, and you've received just an outpouring of media and public attention and fantastic reviews for that amazing performance. Can you tell me about that experience?
It was an excellent experience. It was life-changing, really. I've been kind of plugging away at this career for upwards of 20, 25 years. I guess I was 18 when I first did my first professional show. And so it was kind of an acknowledgement of the work that I put in so far. And, you know, the people who put the show together, Scott Borchetta, and all the folks at CTV and Insight, you know, and Bell Media have been just so exceptional to work with. And it's just been an exciting ride. I'm so grateful that I took the chance and sent in a video. You know, I was told yesterday by the minister at my church, but she's just like, you are the darling of that show. You're the darling of the launch because people were rooting for you and now they've got the battle cry going, right? So it's been quite lovely.
Do you personally feel most in your element when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Well, I guess my first answer is when I'm performing, because it's a reciprocal relationship between you and an audience. There's an energy that's passed back and forth. You know, when I'm singing, I'm giving myself to the audience. And when they're listening, they're giving themselves back to me. And so to me, I love that and it feels like home. But when I'm writing and recording, I absolutely love those experiences as well. And it's a different being in the element. You know, when I'm writing, it's if I'm writing by myself, it's a very soul searching time. If I'm writing with somebody else, the relationship there is very trusting and open. It's very intimate. And recording, I just love to record because I love to build the song into, you know, from me and my little guitar to, you know, a whole group sound. So like all three are different places where I feel absolutely at home in different ways. But I guess if you were to ask what my favorite thing is, it would be to perform, because there is that relationship between me and the audience that doesn't exist in the other two aspects.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the next few months?
Well, I have given my notice at my day job, so I've taken quite a leap of faith that music will carry me through. And so far, it has been wonderful. I've booked several shows in the next few months, and it looks really good and exciting. So there's lots of music, lots of live performances. I'm going to be releasing a new track, just a single, just on like on iTunes and the other platforms, Google Play and stuff. And, you know, just to keep the music moving, I want to, you know, the music that's out there, on those platforms right now is, you know, 4 or 5 years old at the youngest. You know, I think there's a record on there from 2001. So it'll be nice for people to hear where my music has evolved since then. And then I'm hoping to just keep going into the studio every few weeks and plugging away at putting together, you know, a few more singles to release. So I really definitely want to make sure that people are still listening and excited about my music.
Do you have a website we can go to keep track of those new releases and upcoming tour dates?
Absolutely. You can go to amybishopmusic.com. And you can find me on Facebook. I have a official page on there, Amy Bishop Music Official, I think.
I'd like to take us out with your song, I'm Home. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, you know what? I wanted, when I wrote that, I was at a point where it was like, you know, how do I want to feel about somebody? And so I liked the line, she's got a smile like a four-leaf clover, because, you know, when someone looks at you and you feel lucky, you know, I wanted that feeling in my life. So that's where that came from.
Wonderful. Amy, thank you so much for talking with me for Indie Beat.
No worries. Thank you so much.
About you, baby, there's just something in the way you groove. You steal my heart, you steal my heart. I'm mesmerized by your every emotion. There's hypnosis in the way you move. You steal my heart, you heal my heart. You've got the smile of a four-leaf clover. You've got the growl of a dandelion. Your touch is warmer than a Chinook wind. I can't believe you're mine. I could spend my whole life wandering. there's nothing sweeter than when you're holding me. Who'd have known I'd find my home in a blue-eyed 5'3"? You got the smile of a four-leaf clover, you got the growl of a dandelion. Your touch is warmer than a Chinook wind.